sounds of Carnival, which begins this weekend in Brazil. Millions of people will celebrate in the streets. In Rio de Janeiro, the samba schools that fuel these street parties will face off in competitions, thousands of spectators cheering them on. If you're a local, you know that each of the floats in those parades tells a story. Here's Catherine Osborne in Rio with more.
The staging grounds for Rio's carnival floats take up an entire city block in an industrial port zone. The block is ringed by four-story garages. The garages open into a central plaza where supply trucks and motorcycles whiz by and costumed dancers scurry around. Each garage serves as a samba school workshop where the floats are being built. Music filters out of these workshops, with workers sometimes banging along with the beat. Inside one of these workshops, architect Silvio Cielo puts the finishing touches on the first of eight floats. Cielo started his career building shopping malls, then transitioned to film sets. Now, he's one of the more than 3,000 people who work year-round on Carnival.
Pai de santo que nasceu na Bahia e que descobriu lá.
Cielo explains that this year, his school's parade tells the story of a historical Afro-Brazilian religious leader who was active in the 1930s through 60s.
Começou na infância dele a ter visões.
The first float represents the divine visions this leader, Joãozinho da Gomeia, had as a young man. It looks like a two-deck barge, with sides made of African masks and giant lanterns. Multicolored fishing nets and handmade lace drapes hang from the top deck. Rio Samba schools publicize the story of their parade each year, so the people watching can understand what each one means. The floats act like moving theater sets, with dancers on top acting out scenes from Brazilian history or literature. Together, the dancers sing the samba ballad that narrates their story. One of the parade's judges is art historian Felipe Fejeda. He says the floats are evaluated more by the stories they tell than by their visual beauty. Sometimes the best art is what shocks you and makes you pay attention, Fejeda says. One float that's generating buzz is a life-size model of a poor neighborhood. The float celebrates the neighborhood's positive qualities by depicting children playing and musicians performing. Another float depicts Jesus as gay, an image likely to upset some in Brazil's conservative government. It's already creating huge controversy, he says. As final preparations are made, the floats receive spray paint touch-ups. Dancers test the weight capacity of the floats with full-scale rehearsals. Silvio Cielo says all of the floats are built beginning with the same basic structure. A motorized platform with a driver in the front and a large generator in the back, which powers the lights and moving parts.
Madeira, isopor, fibra, forração.
The structures are built up from that platform, first with iron and then with wood siding. Next come styrofoam decorations, paint, lighting, and any other special effects. Cielo says the floats typically carry 4 to 6 tons of weight and as many as 100 dancers. While some samba schools, like Cielo's, aim to project dignity and grandeur, others aim to make people laugh. That's the case of São Clemente. The school is conducting an electricity test when I walk into its garage. Generators are humming, and yellow lights are flashing in all directions. Their parade is dedicated to scams that have fooled gullible Brazilians over the years, explains Thiago Almeida, the garage supervisor. One float tells the story of a man who made money claiming to sell Brazilians property on the moon. Another part of the parade depicts people who post unrealistic photos on the dating app Tinder. And one float will feature a famous comedian known for his impressions of Brazilian politicians. It's rumored that for the big reveal on Monday night, he will dress as Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro promised during his campaign to end corruption in the country, a pledge some have found laughable.
Jorge
Silveira designed this parade. He says laughter can help people accept unflattering truths about themselves, and he hopes change their behavior. It's these social critiques and tributes in Rio's carnival parades that make them more than just a party. In between all of the sequins and electrical rigging, onlookers can glimpse new insights into Brazilian history and their own identities. For The World, I'm Catherine Osborne in Rio de Janeiro.